Well, we are glad that at long last, after a very long, bitter struggle to implement the CPA, the National Parliament has passed two laws. The law for the right of self-determination that would organize the referendum on the 9th of January 2011 is passed, and also the referendum law for ABA, which will organize the referendum for the people of ABA, the North Dinka people of ABA, to determine their future in terms of whether they would want to continue being part of Northern Sudan and Southern Kordofan state, or return to Southern Sudan where they were transferred from in 1905. With the passage of these laws, now the country is prepared for the conduct of the referendum in 2011 to determine whether Sudan will remain or actually will be united voluntarily if the people of Southern Sudan choose unity, or Sudan divides into two countries if the people of Southern Sudan choose separation. So we're happy that peace now is on a way to become permanent, if the will of the people is respected and the choice accepted.
Pagan, the Meseria tribe or Meseria ethnic group walked out of parliament just as the vote began because they wanted their members to be considered partisans of Khartoum government to be explicitly included in the text of the law. Now, they are not pleased. How are you going to involve them with this referendum being passed?
The Meseria have their land, and the ABA ruling of the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague has demarcated the border dividing the land of Meseria and that land of the Ngok Dinka people. And what we are talking about is the determination of the future of the Ngok Dinka land, not the Meseria land. Therefore, those who will vote are the Ngok Dinka people and any other permanent resident in their land.
So what do you think about the commission that is expected to comprise four members of the NCP and four members from SPLM that is expected to be set up to decide which other Sudanese residents of the region can vote?
The commission is actually going to implement the law. The CPA is very clear. The CPA says the residents of the area that has been now demarcated are the Ngok Dinka and any other Sudanese who is permanently resident in the area. It does not refer to nomads who pass through the area, or it does not refer to other temporal residents who come from the south, for example, to the area.
Now, some MPs were quoted as saying that all Sudanese living in the region must be able to vote during the referendum without differences being made between ethnic groups or tribal, or be voted on tribal lines. How do you think this could be resolved with this sharp difference?
What they are saying is true, but what we are talking about and the issue in ABA is that there is an area of an ethnic group that has been transferred in 1905. It is the area of the Ngok Dinka people, and it is that area which was an issue of dispute